Well, Happy New Year. This is my first podcast of 2017, so I hope you made some wonderful resolutions for yourself that you may actually try to keep. But we're off to a new year and new hopes and new desires and all that kind of stuff, so Happy New Year to you. So I have been keeping up with the news about the Russian influence on the presidential campaign. The intelligence agencies have put this forth. You know, President-elect Trump still is kind of poo-pooing it, you know, of course, obviously because of his ties with Putin and the Russian government. But it's interesting and very scary that that they did this. And it was clear that when Hillary, it seemed like she was on a roll to win because of his dislike of her and his feeling that she caused people to turn against him. You know, he had something against her. So it was in his interest to help ensure that Donald Trump won the election. And so it's very scary now that espionage has come to a whole nother level where, because of pettiness, that people can influence political campaigns. And so it's just going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. You know, he's recommended Rex Tillerson, who has ties to Putin and the Russian government with oil, as Secretary of State. So I think it's going to be very convoluted and very scary. And like I said before in other podcasts, the only one who's going to benefit from all of this is Trump, his companies, and his families. There's going to be so many conflicts, but the hypocrites will give him a pass, and, you know, that's what's going to happen. So we've got, almost 9 more days or so to the inauguration. Maybe not quite 9, but January 20th. So it's going to be a new day, and we'll just see. Have to wait and see what happens. The other thing that's going to be interesting to see, too, is I understand there's going to be a women's march the day after. But, you know, to me, that's kind of after the fact. I mean, I think there should have been some rallying, you know, before the election. So, I don't know. It seems to be kind of a moot point. And again, it's almost like, what's the point? Because you had a credible female candidate right at the door, and women did not rally and support her. They went for racial identity over gender identity, and that's why you have Trump. So to me, it's kind of like after the fact. If you're going to try to rev up the women's movement again, I don't know how good that's going to be, because the biggest bloc of that party, which was white women, voted Donald Trump in. So I don't know who you would even believe at this point. But let me move on. So this whole thing about Kim Burrell, gospel singer Kim Burrell, who had some really strong anti-homosexual sermon maybe last week, that of course went viral because, you know, people have their cell phones and they're going to record things and they're going to post it. And that's exactly what happened. So she was disinvited from Ellen's show. I just see BMI, which is a big recording industry group, also is taking away some of her accolades also. So there's been a big, you know, backlash from those comments. And gospel great Pastor Shirley Caesar, who I was kind of surprised at it, but I shouldn't be surprised, said that, you know, they need to gather up people's cell phones before sermons if you have things that might be controversial that you want to say. First of all, the cost of cell phones and what people pay for cell phones, nobody's going to be turning in their cell phone, you know, in a congregation that may have 1,500 people and hope that they get their phone back. That's not going to happen. So I think you just have to be aware of consequences, you know, when you make comments that are inflammatory, and you know they're inflammatory. And let's face it, you know, people are so anxious to get media support. You know that that's a hot rod comment anyway. So it's not like it's anything new, but it's just the fact that it went viral, and it, you know, makes her look, I think, kind of out of touch. And, you know, you just have to suffer the consequences. So the fallout has been swift, and it doesn't seem like it's stopping. And I'm sure she stands by her convictions, and she probably will. But, you know, you just have to ride out the backlash, particularly, you know, if you have sponsorships and if you're trying to reach, you know, that wider sort of crossover audience. So just interesting that that transpired. I happened to see the great film Hidden Figures, and oh my God, it was so good. You know, I cried, I laughed, I cheered. It's such a great story and great film. All the actresses, Octavia Spencer, Taraji Henson in particular, and Janelle Monáe, who, you know, is a surprise because we didn't know that she was an actress, but she's starting to branch out in films. I think she's in this film Moonlight, too, that I think I would like to see. But, oh, my God, it was so great. It also, I think, says a lot about who the young John Glenn was. So when everybody was lined up from NASA to greet him and the astronauts who would be the first to get up there and make the orbit, he made his way, John Glenn made his way down the line to meet the, they were called the colored computers, who were separated, but these were all the African-American women who also worked at NASA calculating, you know, flight information. And so he made his way down and talked to them and introduced himself, and they introduced themselves to him, and it really annoyed Kevin Costner, who played the head of NASA there, and told him, come on, come on. So I think it spoke volumes about who John Glenn was as a man. So that was really nice to see. So we're coming to the end of the Obama's 8 years in office. It's very sad. Had a chance to look at Michelle Obama's speech. You know, I cried, and she had to fight back her tears, too, because I'm sure it's just a very emotional thing. And I know they're probably ready to go, but still, it's an emotional thing. So, you know, we're going to miss her, her grace, her beauty, her intelligence, her fact that she made health and education such a priority and actually did things about them in terms of, you know, planting the garden and that kind of thing and opening up the White House to really everyone. So we're just going to really miss her. And I hope that she continues to do, you know, great things once she leaves office. I know she's going to be a great sought-after speaker. Probably a couple of books will come out. So we won't hear the last of them. But we're just so glad that, I'm so glad that I had a chance to witness this in my lifetime. And the president will be giving his farewell address, I understand, tomorrow from Chicago. And people were waiting in single-digit weather, you know, Chicago winter weather, to get a ticket. So that speaks volumes, too, that people, you know, did that. And, you know, we're just not wanting to let them go. We just wish that there was some way, you know, he could get a third term. And we're moving into something that, I don't know, I think it's just kind of scary. It's like going back to the Nixon era with some of these attitudes and, you know, these gazillionaires that he's put, that President-elect Trump is putting into his cabinet, military generals. I mean, people of great wealth. That's who's going to be the cabinet. So again, like I said, for you folks in the heartland in the Midwest with these struggling farms and places where there's no industry and there's nothing for you, don't think that the folks that he's got in his cabinet are going to be looking out for your interests, because they're not. And again, you're so busy worried about the them, Muslims, immigrants, and people of color, that you totally don't look at the people who look like you, who are the ones who were selling the country down the river. So that's who you voted in. So let's see if they bring jobs back to you guys in the heartland with the farming. And I think you're just going to be surprised, you know, that this is not the voice of the small person or the voice for middle America and middle class Americans. But, you know, let's give them a chance. Let's see what happens. So in any event, I just want to say Happy New Year. I will say check back with my website, CelesteTerry.com, because I will be working on newsletter, I think it is number 3 or 4. And then, you know, just to start the 2017 with new information as we move into 2017, and my insights, you know, with my brand, The Transformation Paradigm. So in any event, I will be back to you in a few days. Digital Sister, signing out.